When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Atrocity Skull. Item Number SCP-1123. Object Class Safe. Special Containment Procedures. To prevent degradation of SCP-1123 and its markings, it is to be kept in a hermetically sealed container in an argon gas atmosphere when not being tested. During testing and storage, light exposure should be limited to 50 lux, temperature between 20 and 24 degrees Celsius, and relative humidity at 55%. SCP-1123 should only be transported in its container and should not be handled except during a controlled experiment. When not being tested, it will be stored in a secure climate-controlled locker at Site 19. Description. SCP-1123 is a human skull missing the lower mandible and all its teeth. Across the exterior squama frontalis is modern Khmer script, written in human blood, that translate as, remember. Both skull and blood have been definitively dated to 1970, and generic testing confirms that both are from the same individual. SCP-1123 was discovered in 1980 by Colonel Hu of the Vietnamese People's Army within a collection of human remains in the custody of the Museum in Cambodia. SCP-1123 was intercepted by Foundation agents as it was being delivered to Hanoi. The Khmer script is badly faded and invisible to most subjects beyond 5 meters distance. However, when a subject approaches SCP-1123, they will report the script being progressively more visible until, at less than 1 meter, they will report it appearing as if freshly drawn. A few subjects at this distance report the writing is still wet. This effect is not reproducible with optical equipment. To record the script photographically requires optical enhancement or UV lighting. The latter is not approved for use with SCP-1123 as it contributes to the degradation of the object. Subjects at this distance will often also report other anomalous sensory phenomena, including smells, such as cooking meat or ashes, sounds, such as soft crying, low heartbeats or breathing, or distant footsteps, and tactile responses, such as grit in the eyes, ants crawling on the back of the hand, or glass splinters in the sole of a foot. When subjects touch the surface of SCP-1123, they will experience a dissociative fugue state. Initiation of a fugue state appears instantaneous and is not affected by cessation of contact with SCP-1123. Symptoms of a fugue persist for 90 minutes to 6 hours. The fugue is characterized by confusion, disorientation, and adoption of a new identity and memories which consist of knowledge, including language, previously unknown to the subject. During the fugue, the subject will lose all memories of their prior identity. Subjects have shown various reactions to this, ranging from near catatonia to attempts to escape or attack Foundation personnel. As a fugue state subsides, the subject will regain memories of their prior identity, but will also retain memory of a new, imprinted identity and all the knowledge associated with it. Subjects have said that it was as if they lived an entire other life as some other person in the period between touching SCP-1123 and recovering from the fugue. Post-fugue interviews have provided enough corroborative information in of studied cases for researchers to find historical documentation confirming the imprinted personality's correspondence to a specific individual who had lived at some time prior to the subject. There appears no connection between the origin of the imprinted personality and the identity of a subject based on age, genealogy, gender, ethnicity, or national origin. Imprinted personalities share the following characteristics. The imprint died before the subject's birth. Dates have ranged to as early as 90 years prior to less than 1 year. The imprint was a victim of subjugation, torture, and/or imprisonment. The imprint typically died by violence, usually homicide. Sometimes death has been due to secondary factors, such as starvation or infection. The imprint's death was a result from being targeted by a political mass movement, most often with some form of state sanction and/or complicity. Subjects undergo no obvious anomalous aftereffects due to exposure, but will show psychological effects common to the types of trauma experienced by the imprinted personality. Grief, survivor's guilt, and depression are typical. Suicidal ideation is rare, but has occurred in a small fraction of cases. It should be noted that in treatment of these aftereffects, use of amnestics has not shown any psychological benefit and has often proved to be harmful. Addendum 1. Experiment Log for SCP-1123. Experiment Log 1123-A. Test 3. Date. 19. Subject. White male of mixed Irish and French ancestry. Age late 30s. Procedure. Subject approaches SCP-1123 and is told to touch it. Results. Subject collapses upon contact with skull, begins screaming in Armenian. Attacks Foundation doctors when they attempt to assist, calling them Turkish butchers. Subject is sedated and disorientation subsides after 2 hours. Subsequent interviews identify the imprinted personality as an Armenian farmer who was burned alive with approximately 150 other individuals of his village by the Ottoman army in 1915. No records exist of the individual, but the event was documented in a 1919 affidavit presented to the Malta tribunals after World War I. Test 0508. Date. 19. Subject. Asian female of Chinese ancestry. Age early 60s. Procedure. Subject approaches SCP-1123 and is told to touch it. Results. Subject expresses apprehension before touching SCP-1123. After touching SCP-1123, subject does not move for 15 minutes. Afterwards, subject sits down on the ground and is unresponsive for 2 more hours. As fugue state subsides, subject becomes visibly more distressed and begins weeping. Subsequent interviews identified the imprinted personality is a 16-year-old Ukrainian girl who died in late 1932 from a combination of malnutrition and the aftereffects of rape and beatings by members of a Soviet youth brigade in charge of confiscating grain from the Ukrainian peasantry. Test 1157. Date. 2000. Subject: Latino female of Cuban ancestry, age mid-40s. Procedure: Subject approaches SCP-1123 and is told to touch it. Results: Before touching SCP-1123, subject complains about smoke irritating her eyes. Subject touches SCP-1123 and ceases all movement and responsiveness for a period of 25 minutes. After 25 minutes, fugue state has concluded, but subject is still touching SCP-1123. Subject does not resist when Foundation personnel escort her from the test area. After 1 week of being unresponsive to interviews, the subject provides information on the imprinted personality. The imprint was from a Polish woman of Jewish descent who died in the Treblinka death camp in 1942. Test 1815. Date: 20. Subject: Black male of Haitian ancestry, age early 20s. Procedure: Subject approaches SCP-1123 and is told to touch it. Results: Before touching SCP-1123, subject complains about a chemical smell, an intense itching of the extremities. Subject touches SCP-1123 and immediately begins coughing. The coughing fit subsides and subject expresses confusion and distress, but appears reassured when he realizes that the Foundation personnel present are American. Subject communicates a Sorani dialect of Kurdish spoken in Iraqi Kurdistan. Fugue subsides after 60 minutes. Interviews identify the imprinted personality as an 85-year-old victim of a mustard gas attack during the Iraqi regime's Anfal campaign in 1989. Note: First instance of an imprint personality that postdates SCP-1123's origin. Conclusions: After tests to date, a clear statistical pattern has begun to emerge. The probability of a subject receiving an imprint from a particular historical event is roughly proportional to the number of victims that can be attributed to that event. For example, 5% of imprints come from Communist China's Great Leap Forward between 1958 and 1961, 5% of imprints come from Nazi Germany's extermination efforts between 1939 and 1945, while only 5% come from events such as the Armenian Genocide or the Iraqi Anfal campaign, where deaths were only estimated in the 1 to 2 million range. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents and any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with two L's.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.